This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikalash vabhyavas tasu jivan mukta suchate. A person acting in the service of Krishna with his body, mind, and words is a liberated person, even within the material world. Therefore, one is forbidden to regard the Guru as an ordinary human being. Guru-shu, nara-matir, nara-kisa. The spiritual master, or acharya, is always situated in the spiritual status of life. Birth, death, old age, and disease do not affect him. According to the Haripakti Vilas, therefore, after the disappearance of an acharya, his body is never burnt to ashes, for it is a spiritual body. The spiritual body is always unaffected by material conditions. Om Jnana Timinantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tathati Shapatam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Patakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshako Patarubhyascha Kripasindho Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yata nevam vidho bhedo, yata atma viparyaya, deha yoga viyoga cha sanshrutir nanivartate. I think the better thing is just, this isn't very good, is it? Is it better just to come close, or you know, why don't you just come close? The old style system.
I have this microphone, some has defect.
First defect is it's not set properly.
Okay, yeah.
Volume is low, sound effects are high, no one knows how to use it.
I will call these people with the setting.
It's a simple thing. Even I could, if you unlock it, I could improve it. Yata nevam vidho bhedo yata atma viparyaya deha yoga viyoga cha sanshrutir nanivartate. constitutional position of the soul is misunderstood. Atma viparyaya. One mistakenly thinks, mistakenly identifies the body as the self. Atma means the self, and atma viparyaya means just the opposite of the self. One thinks that the self is the body, that there's no difference between the body and the self. Anevam vidaha, because he has no knowledge. He has no knowledge. And therefore, he's feeling the effect of yoga viyoga, connection and separation from family members, from nation, from whatever. Whatever. In the bodily concept of life. Deha yoga viyoga cha. Sanshruti. And this is the cause of his continuing in material existence. When one knows that I'm spirit soul, that I'm servant of Krishna, then there's no question of identifying with this body and no question of continuing in material life. He knows that Aham Brahmasmi, I'm the soul within the body, and therefore he's not attached to the body or to the byproducts or whatever might be connected with this body. So one doesn't feel shochati kangshati. Shochati means lamentation, and kangshati means desiring. We're desiring to have the association of wife or children, friends, family members. And if someone dies, then we're lamenting. But Brahmabhuta prasannatma na shochati na kangshati. Krishna says when one is self-realized, when he knows that he's spirit soul, then there's nothing to hanker for and nothing to lament over. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. We were discussing that yesterday. He sees everything equally. Sama. No difference. No difference. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. Madbhaktim labhateva. But simply to understand that I'm spirit soul is not sufficient. It's not the conclusion. That's the beginning. To know that I'm not this body, that I'm spirit soul. But one has to go beyond that. If I'm spirit soul, what do I do as spirit soul? Do I just sit here and say, I'm spirit soul, I'm spirit soul, I'm spirit soul? One has to do something. So that doing is devotional service. One has to act in the service of Krishna. Mad bhaktim labhate pranam. When he knows that he's not this body, then he gets freed from these illusions. Yesham tantakatam papam. He comes to the end of sinful activities. Shananam punyakarmana. He performs pious activities. Then te dvandvamoha nirmukta. Then one gets freed from these dualities and this illusion of the bodily concept of life. Pajante mam drita bhuta. And engages in devotional service very seriously. Very seriously one engages in Krishna consciousness. The person who's still thinking he's this body and is attached to sense gratification will have a difficult time engaging in devotional service. Bhogai sharya prasakta anam taya prahita chetasam. Vyavasayatmika buddhir samantho navadhiyate. For the person who's too much attached to material enjoyment, material opulence, the determination to become Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious, doesn't come into place. He can't get up that determination because he's the servant of his senses. So what does it say? A man can't serve two masters. But when he's the servant of his senses, how will he become the servant of Krishna? So therefore, one has to know that I am not this body, and one has to act accordingly. He has to come to the spiritual platform and asanga shastrena jritena chitva, cut himself off from this false bodily concept of life with determination. With determination. Asanga shastrena, with the weapon of detachment, one has to cut oneself free from this false identification. That's liberation. Muktir hitvanyata rupam svarupena vyavastitihi. Mukti, liberation, means to get free from this false identity. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black, this is my wife, this is my father, this is my mother, these are my children. Getting free from that false identity. And svarupena vyavastiti, to be situated in one's real identity as the servant of Krishna. Jivar svarupai, Krishna nitya das. This is the real business. Srila Prabhupada explains that for one, that on the spiritual platform, there's no birth, death, disease, and old age. And there's no suffering. The person who's situated in pure devotional service knows, I'm not this body, and therefore he's not overwhelmed by the conditions pertaining to this body. His body is therefore considered spiritual, because it's always engaged in the service of Krishna. Although it may apparently be made of material elements, those elements have regained their spiritual quality. Brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagno brahmano brahmana hutam brahmhai vatena gantavya brahmakarma samadhina. Everything is dedicated to Krishna, and therefore everything becomes spiritualized. Even the body becomes spiritualized because it's engaged in Krishna's service. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises that one should not deride a devotee because of his having some bodily defect. Where is that? Krishtai svabhava janitar vapushascha doshar na prakritatvamiha bhakta janasya pashet gangam basam na kalu budbudapena pankar brahma dravatvam apagachchati niradharmai. The person in Krishna consciousness doesn't identify with his body, and therefore he shouldn't be seen from in terms of the bodily concept of life. If he has a he's born in a low family or has a bad complexion, or his body is deformed or diseased or old, that doesn't matter. He still has to be seen in terms of his spiritual advancement. Just like the Ganges, someone from a materialistic point of view may see, oh, Ganges is dirty, Ganges has so many polluted things floating in it. But the person with spiritual vision will see it's the Ganges. He'll see Ganges is there, and let me take advantage. The people who bathe in the Ganges become purified because the Ganges has spiritual characteristics. Even though superficially there may be mud or stool or whatever there may be. So superficially there may be bodily defects in the pure devotee, but one has to see from the spiritual platform, not from the platform of mundane vision. All right, what kind of questions?
Maharaj, here Kansa is giving so this knowledge, which is very powerful knowledge. But he himself is a totally embodied concept of life.
Someone's giving knowledge, but he's in the bodily conception
of life. Like Kansa.
Huh?
Kansa.
Kamsa, yes.
Because this is provision given by the Kamsa. So he's giving the very high education about the body and soul. But himself is totally from beginning to end is a bodily concept of life.
Yeah. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavacca kinchana harab bhaktasya kato mahabhuna. It would be a very good quality that he knows this science of the difference between the body and the soul, that he can speak very clearly about this subject matter. But harava bhaktasya kuto mahagyuna, because he's not a devotee, it's all spoiled. It's all spoiled. Harava bhaktasya. Because he's not a devotee of the Lord. Otherwise, just like that Ravana, he was a Brahmin, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, he was very powerful, mystic powers, so many things, but because he wasn't a devotee of the Lord, it was all spoiled. Otherwise it would have been very good. Just like Hanuman, he also had glorious qualities. And they're counted because he was engaged in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, if you subtracted that one thing, he'd just be another monkey. Maybe extraordinary, but just another nonsense monkey. But because he's engaged in the service of Ram, his qualities are considered glorious. Similarly, even though one may have glorious qualities, if he's not engaged in the service of the Lord, they're considered worthless.
Yeah, Maharaj. You can say sometimes devotee is also attracted with the knowledge. So some people are giving very high quality knowledge from the scripture, but they are not devotee, but they are attracted sometimes.
They're not attractive to those who know what is what. There may be learned men giving great discourses, but Sarpo Chista Yatapaya, Srila Sanatan Goswami advises us, Avaishnava Mukod Girnam Bhutam Harikatamita, Shravana Naiva Kartavya. One shouldn't hear from them. although they may appear to be very learned and to, they may speak very nicely, they may give a very polished discourse or performance, but if they're not devotees, one should not hear from them. Is that okay? Something else? Okay. Thank you very much.